Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yo. Screwball Radio live from the Matrix, man. Black Poet on the check-in, man. I'm gonna make a bomb it. I'm gonna make a King Eric, man. What's good with y'all, man? How y'all?
What's good, homie? Another one on the books. We're waiting for Common to join us. He'll probably join us anytime now, but yeah, we here right now.
Yeah, man, you know. We on deck like a motherfucker, man, no matter what, you know. Try to be here, man, do something we got to do.
Absolutely, man. We come through. We give people the latest that's going on in the week, sports, current events, hip-hop, you name it. We the show for everybody.
No doubt. What's going on out there this week, E?
Whole lot, man. And before I go ahead and do that, I want to send a big birthday shout out to our girl and our supporter, Sarah Coleman. She had a nice birthday party today. I also want to send a big birthday shout out to Cole 187 from Above the Law, who was on Screwball Radio a couple months back. So big salute birthday to y'all. Time is in the building.
Who hand?
Yeah.
It was good.
Who hand, God? What's going on, my G?
I'm here, man. You know, just running around doing family festivities, you know. Got a couple families that came up. You know, it's almost, you know.
That time, man, summer's wrapping up. Word, man.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of hip-hop going on out there, you know.
Yeah, Rock the Bell's going on. Yeah, Rock the Bell's going on right now. Next week is Yankee Stadium.
Oh, that's next week.
Yeah, that's... Yep. Next Friday.
Okay,
that's going to be a big
okay.
one. They bringing everybody out there.
Last night was a mega show out here in Long Island.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Hip-hop's alive and well, baby.
Yeah, a lot of shows going on.
Hip-hop is alive.
Yeah, everything's alive and well.
I'm saying that's a big thing. Yeah, hip-hop is on their thing, man, you know?
Yeah, for real. Right, hey, there's a dope show going down in Virginia. You know, there's a lot of VA artists that's on that bill. I seen Warren G on there. He from LA, but I seen him on, you know, on there. Just hip hop is going on everywhere right now. Everywhere there's something going on, hip hop everywhere. You know?
Oh yeah, not to mention 50 Cent, he's doing his final lap tour. It's selling out everywhere.
Selling out every show. Selling out every show. Yeah. Yeah, you know what's funny, right? You know what's funny is that all the OGs that's doing tours, their shows are selling out, but these young guys, they can't even sell tickets.
I wonder why that is.
You got 50 Cent selling out, but then you got people like Little Baby who's like, I guess that's his name, Little Baby, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. He can't even pack a stadium. He's not even selling out tickets.
Lil Durk.
Meanwhile, the Wu-Tang and Nas tour going on, they selling out. The 50 Cent, they selling out, you know? And that's crazy to me.
Nah, it's just, you know.
And just now. Moneybagg, yo, he had to cancel his tour, and he's probably one of the big ones out.
Hey, yeah. Niggas want that real shit right now.
That's what it is. They want that content. They want that real shit.
It's crazy because, you know, they fans come out. I guess they the amount of money that those guys charge is not covering shit. You know, those guys. Guys charge a lot of paper. So that's
I'm sure the tickets are average though. You know, I'm sure the tickets are average because, you know, you go to a hip hop show, depending where you're sitting, you know, if you're all the way in the front, you're paying $500 for that ticket. But if you up a little more, you might be paying $75, you might be paying $50, you might be paying $25, depending on how far away you're sitting. But, you know, It's just not packing out, you know? It's just not packing out. Got people like Beyonce on tour. You got, what's her name? Taylor Swift, you know? She do pop music. All her shows are selling out. Her shows is doing so well that she's going to bring her tour back to the States because she did the States. She went overseas. Now they want her back in the States. So now she has to make a whole new set of dates to come back to the States, which is crazy, you know?
She's fucking killing them.
She killing them right now. Yeah, her and Taylor, they both got that tour thing on Smash. And the thing is, they don't even have nobody featured on the bill. It's just them. Yeah, I'm sure they bring out surprise guests, you know, that's just not on the bill, but you know how you could do that. You could just bring people out, especially when you're somebody big like that. You ain't got to tell them who you're bringing out. Look at the Drake, you know, not to be mentioning them, but the Drake and 21 Savage tour that's going on. That shit's selling out. They selling out. They just did New York. They just did Philly.
That's crazy.
But it's something about these other artists that they can't sell tickets. They just can't.
I mean, I think they can sell. It's just that, like I said, these guys be wanting outrageous amounts of money. These guys, you know, so they probably can't cover that shit. You know? They don't want a few stacks. These guys want, like, fucking 100. You know, outrageous shit.
Nah, yeah, I'm telling you,
it's in the news. Like, these guys, they can't sell tickets. They're not selling tickets. So at the end of the day, you know, it's all about ticket sales. And if you got to cancel your show because you ain't selling enough tickets, that means people are not really running around to go see you. When you got the OGs like 50 Cent and Wu-Tang and all these guys selling out shows night after night.
Same thing with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa, they on tour. They selling out everywhere.
Yeah. And they're gonna be on. They're gonna be at Yankee Stadium next Friday. They part of the Hip Hop 50th festival show.
Yankee Stadium about to be popped, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, this is their lineup. This is the lineup for next week's show at Yankee Stadium. It's Run DMC, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Lil Wayne, Ice Cube, A Boogie with the Hoodie, shout out to BX, Fat Joe, Kid Capri, Eve, Lil Kim, Remy Ma, Trina, T.I., Cameron, Common, EPMD, Ghostface, Lupe Fiasco, Slick Rick, DJ Kool Herc, Cindy Campbell, Grandmaster Caz, Curtis Blow, Melly Mel, Roxanne Shante, Scorpio, The Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, it's about to be dumb.
Yeah, and the DJs is going to be there. Chuck Chill Out, Clark Kent, you know, Marley Marl, Battle Cat from L.A. And, you know, they got Manny Fresh on there. And they just added Nas to this. You know, Nas was just added to this.
Oh, that's the Yankee Stadium on that I see, Nas? Okay.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium. Yeah.
But they said it like, yo, Nas is going to be there alone. Okay, I see it. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, August 11th, next Friday. Did you see the Rock the Bells lineup for tonight? Rock the Bells lineup was crazy. That was super crazy.
I'm looking that up real quick. Yeah, they got LL, Ludacris, Run DMC, Queen Latifah, Redman, Swizz Beatz, Rakim,
well,
De La Soul,
you know,
Salt and Pepper.
LL Cool J is going to be on it because he's the one that put it together. This is his festival, you know? This is his festival.
That's dope.
You know, he put this together. He put it together last year. Yeah, he put this together last year. And they did a tour. They went on a tour with Rock the Bells tour. You know? But this is tonight. Like shout out Rusty Jukes. You know, he got on stage today with the Boot Camp Click, you know, they slot, you know?
Yeah, of course, you know. That's what's up. Meanwhile,
yeah, that's
all. After the basic foundation of a die, come to a better location.
Oh, and that's not even that. Did you see the other show that was at Radio City Music Hall just a week ago? They brought out Brand Nubian. They brought out MC Shan, KRS. Like, man, people, like, hip hop is booming right now. Hip hop is booming.
Oh yeah, it's thriving. It's thriving in a way where it's giving official credit to a lot of the OGs. Where they're getting a new renaissance.
A lot of people
y'all
left out. I see a lot of guys, OG niggas, just got something to say about being left out, man. A lot of guys, man. I say to them, don't worry, brother. You know, just keep working, my nigga. And nigga, just keep doing you. Don't worry about being included. Just do you, my nigga. You know what you did. You know?
Yeah, just like your show next month. Your show next month is going to be crazy. That shit got
Poet on there. You got Blase Blah on there. You got Cool G Rap on there. You got Craig G on there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Special Ed. Shout out K Solo. You know what I'm saying? Ultramatic Medic MCs is going to be on there. Nikki B is going to be on there. It's going to be crazy. Like, hip hop is booming right now. Hip hop is booming. That's going to be that's going to be at SOBs. So for anybody that's in New York next month, you know, September 15th, it's a Friday. So don't say you can't come because it's Friday. Nobody works Saturday. Come out. See hip hop. And that's real hip hop right there. You got the rawest of the raw on this show. You know what I'm saying? You got Poet, Cool G Rap, K Solo, Special Ed, Craig G, Blase Blah. Like, what more raw you want? That's rawness right there. You know? And who knows what...
A lot of niggas been on a lot of hip-hop shows already, you know, 50 years, you know. Those guys are Mike Hogg. Those guys are everywhere. Oh, hip-hop, 50, oh, I'm here.
Yeah, but check it out. In the show in September, you're going to have Grand Wizard Theodore, DJ Jazzy J, DJ Duwop. It's going to be crazy. The building's going to be crazy. And who knows who these other artists are going to bring with them? Because, you know, artists don't just come alone. They always bring somebody with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be a surprise. Yeah. It's never just what the bill says. You know what I'm saying? It's never what the bill says. So you always going to see people in there. People are going to come out for it. And then you're going to have
Tom,
a special guest.
But Tom, does that Rock the Bells get over with tonight?
Or the Rock the Bells, probably like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, something like that.
They go off.
Yeah, it started at... It started at 12 noon.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it started early.
It's turned up.
I was just at my people's place, and I was like, damn, I wish I could have went to this. Just the lineup alone, like, and you getting this show all day, like it's a show all day.
Yeah, I supposed to go talk to my nigga Lord Nas, and I supposed to go fuck with him and Pete Boss Pro with that shit today, but you know, like got sidetracked. I run around trying to do other things, but I'll catch up with niggas. Or,
Yeah, like for real.
I will catch up with niggas. Trust that.
And this is just the beginning.
They actually got a versus going down, producer versus. That's taking place in my backyard. They got Buck Wild versus Diamond D. I might have to pull up.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy because that's DITC against DITC. You know what I'm saying?
Why would they do that?
It's just a battle of the beats. It's just a battle of the beats, you know? Nah, because, you know, Buck Wild done produced for a slew of people, and Diamond D done produced for a slew of people outside of them. You know, so that's pretty much what...
What happened to Diddy and Jermaine Dupri joint?
Oh, I don't know.
You know whatever happened to that shit. And what's going on with Trump? He had to get in trouble. He in trouble.
Man got a rap sheet. Crazy long right now.
Hold on.
Well, you know he can still run. He can still run. He can still win, even if he's in jail. Yeah, you know that, right?
Yeah, he can still run.
He can still win, even if he's in jail. So
real quick, the festival. My bad. The festival today started at 12 noon, and the last set is LL Cool J, and that's at 9:05.
It's going down.
Yeah, they had Cold Crush Brothers. Yeah, Cold Crush Brothers, Roxanne Shanté, MC Shy Rock, Moni Love, Yo-Yo, MC Light, Salt and Pepper, Brand Nubian, Lost Boys, Duck Down, Boot Camp Click, Slick Rick, Big Daddy Kane, Swiss Beats and Friends, Native Tongues. For those that don't know Native Tongues, that's, you know, Black Sheep, Jungle Brothers. If y'all too young listening, you know. De La Soul.
Slick Rick a lot of shit. You said Slick Rick?
Yeah, Slick Rick, 330. He performed at 330 just after Duck Down. Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Queen Latifah, Ludacris, Run DMC, LL Cool J is the final set. Yeah, bro. Slick Rick was just at Radio City Music Hall. He on Rock the Bells. He going to be at Yankee Stadium. Slick Rick running around right now. OG running around.
That's just really good, man. Yeah, you know.
It's good to see them getting their props. Getting
their
props and getting recognition.
I saw that there's another show going on. I forget who's throwing it, but it's more of the underground artists, not so much the mainstream artists, which I think is going to be a dope show too.
So much good, not only hip-hop out there, but so many dope shows, man. So, you know they're going to be lined up for September and October. I think they got something big lined up in Atlanta.
Boot Camp going to be on that Atlanta bill. Boot Camp on that Atlanta bill. I just seen that. I'll tell you right now. Hold on. I just saw that today.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up, too. Because I knew Kendrick Lamar, he's on that bill, too. So I'm going to look that up right now.
Yeah, it's just hip-hop. Hip-hop is thriving right now, you know. Salute to hip-hop, man. That's all I got to say. And also, on August 8th, is Sean Price Memorial Show. It's going to have Method Man, Boot Camp Click, Royal Flush, Rim the Villain, Illogy, Suave Seva of Team Homie. Who else on this bill? Give me 1 second.
Yeah, the Atlanta 2023 bill. They got Kendrick, Janet Jackson, Megan Thee Stallion, Kodak Black. It's more so a mainstream one. Got the Goody Mob, Killer Mike, Jadakiss, Waka Flocka, Chief Keef, Big Daddy Kane, Kid Capri, DJ Drama, Lady of Rage,
I respect a lot of those names on there, but a lot of that shit ain't hip-hop. That shit is rap music. That shit is not hip-hop. And I hate that, you know, the industry commercialize it and just throws all these artists together when Chief Keef is not hip-hop. Chief Keef is rap music. That shit is rap music. That shit is not hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? All that shit we listening to that's on the radio, that shit ain't hip-hop. That shit is rap music. And I don't like marginalizing and separating it, but it's the truth. You know, hip-hop to me is like J. Cole, you know, the new hip-hop, J. Cole, you know. I like Kendrick, you know, it's cool, but it's too much sing-songy shit, and that shit ain't hip-hop.
Yeah, they got their 50 years. They got to do their 50 years and then, you know, come talk to me.
Yeah, hip-hop, like, all right, if you put in Chief Keef on there, Black Poets should be on there. D. DJ Premier should be on these shows. J-Root the Damager. But, you know. Yeah, but that's what they're doing. They put old artists with new artists. That's what they're doing. And they just throwing these other rappers in there. Like not to say nothing against A Boogie with the Hoodie, but they got him at Yankee Stadium. But that shit ain't hip-hop. That's rap. And he sing at that.
Is that the guy that just got jumped in Harlem?
Nah. A Boogie, nah. Like, how you got A Boogie, but you don't got Nice and Smooth?
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
Nice and Smooth is they're one of the creators of the rap and singing.
Well,
how they not on there? That's real hip hop. Nice and Smooth is real hip hop. You got all these other names on here.
You got so many joints that, you know, I'm quite sure they're on something. You know, niggas can't be on everything. I'm quite sure niggas is on some kind of event. Gotta be.
Nah, I'm sure they on events, but these big events, how they not on there?
Yeah.
Because if you saw the Rock the Bells lineup, you ain't seen no new artists on there. That was all hip-hop. All them acts on there was hip-hop, all of them. From Roxanne Shante all the way down. I mean, the newest artist they had on there to me was Ludacris. Ludacris is cool. He's rap style. You know, but when you think about it, they ain't have no new acts on there. And I'm not bashing nobody, because everybody do their thing, everybody getting their money. But don't start throwing these rappers in here and putting it under the hip hop umbrella, because that shit ain't hip hop.
It's like with the female, you know, porno slut rap. They call that shit hip hop. That's not hip hop. That's fucking. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. That's fuck
that's
dog rap.
Sex. Yeah, that's selling sex. You know.
If they put that shit in hip hop. That's not, you know, what we call hip hop, but you know, it's a form of hip hop. I guess, you know, but it's not like, you know, what we.
It's rap. It's rap. It's rap music.
That shit ain't no lyrics. It ain't what we, you know, don't have none of the elements.
Hell no, that shit is my booty hole brown. What the fuck is that?
I ain't mad at the girl for years. For years, niggas been talking about what they do to bitches and how they do it. All right, doodle brown. So now they got the mic. Now they telling you how they do it themselves. Okay, cool. It ain't their fault. That's all the companies want, and what that they market it hard, you know.
Yeah, that's what they want to market. They want to market titties, lingerie, ass shaking.
Yeah, it's like the lowest form, man. It's like gutter hip hop. It's not like gangster music, or they labeled it. We never labeled the shit gangster rap. They labeled it gangster rap.
Yeah, you never seen Remy Ma. You never seen Remy Ma make lyrics like that? And Remy Ma is a female hip hop to me. She's hip hop to me.
Yeah, man.
Lauryn Hill.
But you know, they make the songs and people just put them where they think they belong.
Yeah, and that's the industry doing that. That's the industry doing that. The industry is just like, oh, we're gonna make money off of this hip hop 50. We're just gonna throw all these rappers in there together, and we're gonna say it's part of hip hop. No, motherfucker, that shit ain't hip hop.
I think what it is, they're trying to please different demographics.
Man, I know we got some hip hop to show these niggas what real hip hop is. Bill over there.
Yeah, we got some music to hit them with though. Got a whole bunch of heat this week.
Just give it to him.
Yeah, that's what
right.
It is.
And you know, before we go into music break, we're gonna let people know. You want to call in and chop it up with us? Call number 516
531-9596. Let's go.
Is there a new Fat Joe?
Yeah, there is a new Fat Joe. His name M is out of Coney Island.
What y'all wanna do? Y'all want hardcore or shit you can dance to? I do it all. I am the nice, stupid, fuck your life. I paint tools, I spray tools, look up the bullet in. My squad deeper than the jewels on Marcy. I'm a heartbeat, rip a heartbeat. Fuck around, I smack the baby out of your car seat. I don't give a fuck about networking and taking pictures. I just care about my network, the naked bitch. If you saw what we did, then you would hate to kiss. She just wants to dip when I call and says baby rich. I spent my whole life struggling. Now I'm calling plays, no huddling, and we bubbling. I stack grand, count money with a humble grin. Can't tell me nothing except I'm gonna win. If you don't know me, then you push. Straight like that. Got the desert eagle pointed at your face like black. All your flow's garbage and your tape type whack. And we ain't scared to spend money cause we make it right back. Yeah, it's like that. You ain't even like that. How your shit trash? You ain't even right that. Fuck outta here. I might fly her in, but shorty, I ain't paying for that flight back. Cause it's fuck your life once I pipe that. He stabbed me in the back. I pulled it out and gave him the knife back. Now his mother's praying for his life back. Damn, how he hit the floor? That was a life smack. What a fucking bozo. Get him a ice pack. Nah, fuck it, I don't wanna stop. Shoot up your building with this AK, pussy, I don't want the clock. I'm the hardest coming off the block, unorthodox. Put your motherfucking career in the coffin box.
Rest in peace.
Your baby mother got the softest twat.
Oh, shit.
I ain't even know that was your kid's mom. Well, who gives a fuck, pussy, you'll get your shit bombed. Oh, dear, we running down on rappers like Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Forget about it, Frankie. It's me again.
Hey, God bless you. Oh my God, it's been so long.
Praise the Lord, pay your tithes to the church, the pastor, while his wife's still at work. Please forgive me for my future sins, and the big gold chain with the crucifix. The choir's on fire for a record deal. Kirk Franklin anxious, reinvent the wheel. Baptism in the Max prison. Mysterious Lord, curious George. One God, many different names. How many times have the scriptures changed? Non-believers and atheists, nature's list, nakedness. And where the equator is, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
And anybody that wants to be your enemy, he will also push him away.
I don't gotta do nothing
because they
are,
you know what I mean.
From prophets to nuns and lonely souls, 5%ers and babalaos, not allowed amongst Christian crowds. That's a different house. Vatican sexual establishment. Little boy toys are where your taxes went. Keeping the faith, so many AKs to deal with the hate. Cops around mosques talk terrorist plots. Devilish ops, that's never hip-hop. Demons cast it as he sleeps in his casket. Demonio, all the yoke, this the only road. I say a prayer, then count my blessings. Sing a song for my moms in heaven. Double dose on the lover's cloak. With veins, you feathers in my bubble coat. Rabbis, allies, sitting in the synagogue. Everybody mannerism looking like it's the mob.
In the market, passing off from his own to in their own horn. Jesus said you're broken one law, you're broken them all. Hypocrites, sin different, I can feel the indifference with religion. Devil is out of the streets. Yeah, that's me. This enemy is obsolete. The ways of
new creation is kept as sweet. The riders use the straight in the back of the fool. It doesn't kill but it beats. A straight in the walk of the feet. So man doesn't fall to the feet. Now let me propound the proverbs of speak. Out of the eater came something to eat. And out of the strong there came something sweet. Now guess the answer to me was sweeter than honey and stronger than a lion. Now you doggies to reap. Keep upon heat. Should be with the jawbone and shatter the teeth. The modern day Nazarite. Without for life. It's not in the head. The Holy Spirit's my mic. Listen as I display the strength for the mic. Shedding amazing blazing mental insight. Example behavior craving the righteous of right. Simply I'm saying the faith is a fight.
What we doing?
Yeah, yeah. School Ball Radio.
That's that fire.
Yeah, doing it. They still doing it 30 years later at a high capacity.
Yeah, I mean, when you roar, you roar. That shit don't burn out. That shit don't burn out. You know? When you roar, that shit's forever.
Real shit.
When you roar, that shit is forever.
You know, it's real hip hop out there. Like I said, you just got to find that shit. You know?
Yeah, shout out Thurston Howell. You know, that was that new Thurston Howell off his Thoughts Illustrated album. That was dope. New Gorilla Nems. You know, congratulations to Gorilla Nems. You know, he's been working hard all these years independently. And Peter Rosenberg, Paul Rosenberg, just spooked him, signed him to his label, Goliath Records, and it's a branch off of Virgin Records. So, you know, Nem's been putting in pain for a lot of years, and he just kept at it and finally got his chance, you know? Salute Gorilla Nem. Shout out Whole Coney Island. Fuck your life.
This YouTube channel is hilarious.
Yeah, you know, he did it on his own. You know, he got his own clothing store right there in Coney Island. Me and Poet was over there one time. Poet was filming some videos over there. Yo, it's brick out there in Coney Island for those people that ain't ready for their winters over there. Shit was brick over there, right, Poet?
Oh, man. We was frozen sickles.
Word.
We was frozen.
You know, he got his Fuck Your Life store right there on Mermaid Avenue out there in Coney Island. He got his own podcast that he do right there on the street of Coney Island, right there in the street on the sidewalk. And his merch game been crazy. Yeah, his merch game been crazy for the last 10 years. His merch game been crazy. So,
Fuck Your Life.
Big up to the real ones that keep putting it down in a solid fashion.
Fuck
hip hop is the real shit is there. The real shit is there. You just got, like Paul said, you got to look for it. It's there. It might not be in your face, but it's. Yeah, if you ain't looking for it, that's your own fault. But it's there. You know, Paul, I think Paul just dropped a, didn't he just drop a new album? Or new something just came out, right?
It's a lot of old work I got out there about to come out. You know, shout out to all the producers I fuck with. It's a lot to name. But we got, I think, it's a lot of joints coming out soon, man. We're going to start promoting them shit so hard, you know. Let's get this money, man.
Yeah, for real. You know, like Poet been putting it down over 10 with me, like me standing next to Poet. Poet been putting in pain these last 10 years, 2-3 albums every year, 2-3 albums, whether it was with Stu Bangers, whether, you know, with me, feature here, feature there. You know what I'm saying?
Still got some heat I'm sitting on. Still got that large pro heat I'm sitting on. You know, shout out Lost Professor. You know, we're going to drop that shit soon.
Yeah, you did the album with Kyo Itachi, The Most Dangerous. Like, that shit was a banger. And you've been consistent, like I said, from 2013 to 2023. 1-2-3 albums every year, like you did that one album.
On the burner. You got shit on the burner that, you know, niggas got sitting up like the German niggas shit.
Yeah,
all that.
But I'm talking about like you did the album for mental health awareness. You did that album. What's it called? Scribes. I think it's called Scribes, right?
No doubt.
You know, like, you've been dropping that Pookie kid.
Fire in the air,
boy.
You know, like, the work is there. Just go look for it, man. Go support, man. My next album I drop, I ain't streaming it. I ain't streaming it.
So if y'all want that album,
to the website. Yeah, if y'all want my next album, y'all got to go directly to me. Only physical copy. No digital. None of that. Fuck all that bullshit. Motherfuckers. Buy that shit. If you want to put that shit in your computer, you can go ahead and put that shit in your computer. But my shit is only coming physical copy. Only physical. I ain't doing that digital shit. Unless you go ahead and you rip a song off of YouTube. But I'm only going to put videos out on YouTube. I ain't putting no songs on YouTube. None of that. Y'all not going to enslave me, motherfuckers. Y'all not going to have me dancing around like some fucking... Nah, hold up. Y'all not going to have me dancing around like some fucking monkey and giving me points to a penny.
What?
Fuck yeah. Go buy my album, motherfuckers.
The money is to get noticed without the streaming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah. I ain't doing the streaming. This new album I got coming, I ain't doing streaming. Y'all buy it direct to me. Y'all get it on the website. It's not going to be available. So, you know, and the first person I see bootleg my shit and put it up there, you know.
Straight take the shit at them, thug.
Yo, punks jump up to get beat down. You see how brand new be able to beat people up on 125th for bootlegging they shit?
Hell yeah.
I find your IP address. I'll be at your house like fucking Jay and Silent Bob, knocking on your motherfucking door.
They was popping up on
me. Even I remember Onyx had said the same thing. Onyx had a skit on their first album, Kobo, bitch ass bootleggers.
Back in the day. 125th, the Africans was bootlegging. They bootlegged everybody album. And a lot of things
that was going on too, but niggas didn't notice. A lot of record companies was using as excuse to blow a nigga up, right? They would leak a nigga shit, right? They give it to the DJs and they complain that, oh, they got it on the hour. Now that guy's song is hot because niggas think that it, you know, somebody, you know, they bootlegged it. Now they complaining about, oh, they bootlegged it. But they really wanted it to be fucking out there before it's turned so it could be talked about. That was a form of, like, social networking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, leak the shit. Now everybody talking about it.
But I'm talking about your album coming out, and then you walking up 125th, and you see your album on this table, and the artwork, that shit ain't the cover.
Hell no, it's fucking like a fucking somebody cut copy that shit in their crib.
Hell yeah, they went to Kinko's and just copied that shit and then cut it and then put this piece of paper inside the tape. And it was tapes then. It wasn't even no CDs or vinyl. It was tapes. And they had everybody's tape on the table. Everybody's tape that just came out was on that table. And, you know, I ain't going to front. I've bought a couple bootleg albums because I ain't had the money to buy the real album. I ain't had the money to go and beat street and buy the real album. I had to buy it from the bootlegger. But they was out there bootlegging.
Yeah, man.
Even rap a lot. They had like a whole task force hunting people down. That Jay Prince, he sent his own personal task force at these niggas in Houston. They were shanking bootleggers left and right.
I mean, but it's you taking money from the artists.
Hell yeah, them niggas was going out the trunk back then for real.
You know, when you used to walk on Fordham Road in the Bronx back in the day, the bootleggers was out there. They have a blanket on the floor and mad tapes on it. And not too far from B Street either. Not too far from B Street.
Yeah, the blanket is for quick. The blanket is to get that shit up quick. One time.
Hell yeah. That shit was on a blanket. Not too far from B Street. B Street was right there between Grand Concourse and Valentine. And just in the middle between Valentine and Kingsbridge, where Kingsbridge and that's where they was at. And this is going back, this is like 89.
Yeah, we need some more music, man. Let's go. Word, word, word.
No doubt.
And up the music, man. Schoolboy Radio, nigga. This is some beats and new rhymes.
Let's go, man. We got some new Chino XL produced by Stu Bangers called God's Carpenter. Be sure to check that album out. It's out now. Big salute to him. 516-531-9596. The call number. If y'all want to chop it up with us, let's go.
Yo. Damn. Yo, what you building? How long you been doing this? Crazy.
Man, I don't know what I'm building. I just know why I'm building it. For stark minds out of the can conquer bleeding stigmata with my palms punctured, yeah. Standing next to Jesus, I could have piloted punches, vomited violent promises of the sky where religious aeronautics. Leave no markers with my burial plot is rotting carcasses with a carbon cartridge and an awful darkness trying to stop my own sordid catharsis. Trudging through my many mental muddy marshes, what my bloody pens involved with scribbling the epitaphs of caution. Hereditary sorcerers where the awkward thoughts exist. The fortresses and the metamorphosis relic inside the dawn and mist. Automatic autonomous formless formulas, more or less oral ornamented torture tournament tournaments in front of an audience. I'm in God's lumberyard, stonecutter, mason, machinist, master woodsman builder with a skill set that is set to the zenith. The sacred geometry built through a portal of mortal astronomy, heaven's prodigy, hoping that the earth don't open up and swallow me, nigga.
Lord, I survived so many storms, but right now I'm barely holding on.
God, please don't let me die tonight.
God's carpenter,
deep in the dark with just a pen and pad. It isn't much, but it is all I have.
God, please don't let me die tonight.
God's carpenter, you better bow down if you still doubt. I cause more murders than God if the Bible had a kill count. I invented this type of vivid lyrics. You could write a 16 bar and spit it, and I could write infinite bars about what was wrong with it. I'm an incredible writing specimen, an intellectual version of a runway model. Meaning for what I do, I was born a perfect accident. Shit, or maybe my mind is cursed from masquering entire farce of earth, causing modern climate to surge for me to write a violent verse. Opinion's the only thing you've ever contributed to the culture. Chino logo keloided on my back from the many night punctures. Microphone shrapnel shredded to a cross sculpture. Melanin's in a revolting sofa, idolizing rotten soldiers, poachers, these southern vultures do promotion in the back rooms, leaving rap rooms by the infusion of money chasing baboons. I plan to be exiting mad soon. The only thing that's more of a waste of ink than the shit that you've written and turned into tunes is them shitty fake tattoos.
Lord, I survived so many storms, but right now I'm barely holding on.
God, please don't let me die tonight.
God's carpenter,
deep in the dark with just a pen and pad. It isn't much, but it is all I have.
God, please don't let me die tonight.
God's carpet's tragic, my color poet palette fabric so passionate compared to these basic rappers that could never match with where they get cast.
basket it. I'm not fascinated, they just got more accolades. Actually, they all screen queens like Jamie Lee Curtis with an Oscars over Angela Bassett. It's blasphemous. Yeah. Baptizing you in God's water like Poseidon. My words are a refuge that my listeners can actually physically hide in.
Feel me.
Brains of the villain got you feeling the whole vibe in oceanic environment. Spilling got you ready to dive in. God willing, I'm silent, but I gotta describe it. I'm earning an earnest pay like Ernest Hemingway stranded on a Kurdish island with only a pen and peeled palm tree bark to scribe with.
Yeah.
Provocative, obstinate, bottomless novelist. Your work weak. So this is my shift.
Crazy.
Sign right outside of my cave, say don't feed the beast. Pages get splashed with pain for my brain when Stuart's feeding it beat. You beseech the heavens for the lyrical levels that I've reached. Till everyone hails, kill a whale till we drown, fail or get beat.
Real shit.
I see an enemy, I think I'm like a sea anemone in an aquarium that an aquatic biologist acquired and decided to keep. I'm known for swimming in the deep. I'm modest but my cot asleep. Been demolishing your inferior thin product way before even dropping creek.
Classics.
You're mad at people that hate rap but only listen to me. Fuck only fans, you can see mad pussy in your mirror for free. God's carpenter where I documented my pain. Noah was a conspiracy theorist, but then it started to rain.
On your journey to your highest self, you may not return that which has been gifted to you. However, you must strip and refine until anger has been bled and your purest love light shines. This can be messy and dangerous, and I would never lie to you and tell you that it's painless, but for the God inside and outside of you, this is your work to destroy, to build, to discover and embrace your most magnificent self. My love, breathe, my life. These are the gems I gave to him, and so I give them to you. When he aligned, he closed his eyes, whispered to the heavens, I am home, and began to build.
Back, nigga. Flying pressure.
The butcher coming, nigga.
Fuck niggas. I've been a smack one of these niggas with the back of this 40. Knock the whole bottom row out, nigga.
Look,
I'm having a mean run and it feel amazing. 500 racks in the safe, but still I'm saving. In the booth, that's when I'm feeling dangerous. Malice in my heart, I'm feeling heinous. I grip the stainless, I hit him in the shit of caving. Rearranging, feel the culture shifting and changing. Since I came in, cook the oodles and noodle chicken raining. Wash out the pot, then use it again to whip the cane in. Ah, big ass Mac on me, the clip is hanging. Shoot up your block, cause I don't respond to this song. These niggas nameless. I got shooters on the payroll, fucker. Draco Buster, I grew around the Yayo hustlers. Gazelle shit, bitch. Niggas know we ain't no suckers. Niggas can say what they want, but they ain't gon' touch us. We gunning shit down. They know of us. We giving hospital trips. Leg broke, crutches. Niggas hate, they broke, fucking. I went to my jeweler and spent the 50. I did it cause niggas thought they was richer than me. Niggas never did nothing that really benefit me. Somehow I still got more money than them significantly. Then take her in the rain when I whip the Bentley. Might let you hold the umbrella for me like Mr. Bentley. The Rolly Bust, it was 40 plus. Machine bitch and Tony Touch, shit, it's only us.
Who on what with me? I'm in need of the company. Enough sticks to stash one in every room at the Doubletree. I'm wherever the crack cook, tanned to the Flatbush. Lose the bums, how that look? My brain like a MacBook. Ain't nothing about these chains on me special, I'm used to wearing them. All of my niggas got pieces, y'all used to sharing them. Niggas quick to switch to hate, be real. When you go from flipping 62s to an 80-20 label deal, will I ever know how a halo feel? Maybe not. I take the pot, stack mines tall as Jermaine O'Neal. With Louis on, I feel like Big with Coogi on, Thule on, cause I got 3 bricks worth of jewelry on. She give me top water movie on. We hood movie stars, stint from El Mara to Juvie Hall. I might be the reason you meet God. I thought y'all niggas was gangster, but all that dick rotting threw me off. Let's go.
They bodied that. That was dope. Screwball Radio.
Yeah, they killed another that. Week. That joint there is going to be on the new Tony Touch project.
Yeah, Tony Touch putting out.
Yeah, Tony Touch doing his mixtape. I think there's a movie of the mixtape era coming. Tony Touch.
So yeah.
Hey, yeah,
we got something a little bit in the woodworks. But yeah, man.
It is. Definitely dope.
It's not too much news. Like we said many times, man. Y'all got to search it. Or either that, just tune in here. We're going to serve y'all the best of the best from north, south, east, west, even in Croatia if it comes down to it. It's hard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for real.
Let's get it.
We're on radio,
man, live in the Matrix every fucking Saturday night. We chop it up. We play joints. And we do us, man. Fuck them. It's all about us.
Right.
Word up.
But yeah, that's we about to leave y'all with this joint here. New joint from Zero and Shaq. Stop the Rain. This shit is actually fire. We're going to leave y'all with that. And tune in next week to the same school time, same school channel. Hip Hop 50.
All right.
Let's get it. Who has?
My whole life I've been dread wrong. Look, hater, you dead wrong. I don't want no trouble, I'm just trying to get my bread on. Park bench with my bed, that's what I laid my head on. Thin bed, cheap Vienna sausages and headphones. Look, I done came a long way, it's full speed ahead. I know they wanna see me broke or wanna see me dead. Talking about what they gon' do to me, do you see me scared? They ain't stop making the master, they made yours, homie. Why you hate to see me walk on marble floors, homie? I ain't greedy, I can show you how to marble yours, homie. It's enough food for everybody to chew. Stop acting like the game is fair to everybody but you. You can go all the way to 10, stop stopping it too. My bad bitches ain't staying, they just dropping it through. They like it's get Zero some head nine, and I know that head's high. Long as that bread ride, Zero there, air nine. I go hard in the paint like Shaquille. Everything I did it without a deal. $10,000 dinner, I got the tip and the bill. See my face on the wall at the Palm, this shit for real. I'm banging DJ Screw when I'm coming down. All of this knock in the rear, you know I shut them down. Her booty look like a smart car, she's one of mine. The top stay down, it's always summertime. Look at the paint, fat and black, everything I roll. So many titles, no written, everything I own. He say I'm broke, don't know what type of dope he was on. 20K a night in the club, type of shit we was on. Wonder what my mama would say if she was still living. Act like you're broke, son, I know you ain't still giving. Who all these ladies is, I know you ain't still pimping. 21 years later, yeah, mama, I'm still winning.
I still run this game. Y'all can't stop a thing, no. I wish my haters would. I'm still from the hood. I still run this game. Y'all can't stop a thing, no. I'm so glad. What's wrong? Why you looking so straight?
Yo, I'm so cold, I make medicine sick. Been rapping a lot since 96, man, I feel like Jay Prince. Man, I feel like Slim Thug, I'm a boss, you heard? I'm like Scarface, all I got is my boss and my word. I feel like Bum B, damn, I miss Pimp C. Fat Pat, miss you too, cuz R.I.P. Now, yeah, I'm with Mo City Down. When I'm in Houston, keep it drill, I like my boy Calakillion. I'm like Big when I get in the booth. Heavy intellect trait, I be spitting the truth. H-Town, Diesel Dog, yo, it's up in the South. Think you get my beans incorrect, get the taste out your mouth. Or part two, my killing spree gon' commence. You can't stop the rain, how many times I gotta tell you this? Yeah, you see my life is about drop top phantom, sitting on things, 59 South. Go to the bank and get that lake of money. Sugar Land Mansion, 100 acre money. We don't hate, we congratulate. Go get the bag, I ain't hard to find. You see me, I ain't gotta brag. I tell my little homies, listen to your mama, boy. Instead of packing heat, trying to cause the drama, boy. Go to my house and see some tigers and some lions, boy. My bank account got them periods and commas, boy. You see me rolling, I don't care you hating. I've been the best ball of spitting, there is no debating. Most shit and dime, see what me and him creating. We like Kobe and Shaq, pure domination.
H-Town, chopper screw it. Slow it down, bump around, cross the town, I know how y'all do it. I started small time, I bet you know my name. Retired 10 years now, I still run this game.
I still run this game, y'all can't stop us now.